The Nowhere Office by Julia Hobsbawm. The one sentence summary. We need to think radically about work now and in the future to address problems such as endemic stagnant productivity and high stress levels, both of which were present before the pandemic. What the book says. This book aims to be a strategic and practical guide to this pivotal moment in the history of work. We need to address the challenges of remote working, repurposing offices for more creative interaction, managing WFH, that's working from home, teams, and satisfying the demand for more powerful work with greater work-life balance. Now is the time for something better, more meaningful, and crucially, workable. Work as the professional class knew it stopped in early 2022, and the Nowhere Office officially came into existence. We don't know how long this new phase will last, but we do know that in the here and now, or the now here, it just relocated, largely because of the internet. Since the war, there have been four phases of work. 1. The optimism years, 1945 to 1977. Faith in institutions and government are high at this point. 2. The mezzanine years, 1978 to 2006. Office work feels less glamorous and technology arrives pretty much everywhere. 3. The co-working years, 2007 to 2019. The great acceleration continues and no one has time to stop and think. And 4. The nowhere office years, 2020, ending who knows. There are 6 shifts happening here. Shift 1. Placeless, timeless. Large amounts of work can be done anywhere, anytime. Shift 2. Worker beings. There's flexibility everywhere, with people not being defined by what they do. Shift 3. The productivity puzzle. There is a tension between those who believe that being physically present aids productivity and those who don't. Shift 4. New networks. Diversity works, elitism doesn't. Shift 5. Marzipan management. There is no need for multiple layers of management anymore, if ever there was. And shift 6. Social health and well-being. Both are critical to the modern business. 3 groups of people matter most in this. 1. Learners. At the start of their career, they want the freedom to visit the office at times of their choosing. Such is the anxiety about recruiting and retaining them that they are likely to receive a lot of organisational sunlight. 2. Leavers. Those mid or late on in working life, unlikely to be retiring, but more likely reframing and reorganising what they do. And 3. Leaders. Those influencing the decisions and daily direction of those who work with or for them. They set the rules, and the good ones know that excessive busyness is something to address, often starting with themselves.